Komoe awa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Ngāi Te Rangi Iwi Settlement Trust Chair Charlie Tawhiao says his iwi's urgent claim to the Waitangi Tribunal is a chance to hold the coalition government to account for disregarding its te tiriti or Waitangi obligations. The claim, Y3308, says returning public sector agencies to their English names breaches Article 2 by failing to actively protect the taonga of Te Reo Māori. Mr. Tawhiao says the claim is on behalf of the Tamariki Mokopuna, who have been raised in a world where using Te Reo Māori is a right.
I mean, we don't need permission to speak Māori. What we do need, though, is to be sure that our official state apparatus is capable of responding to us in Te Reo Māori should we need to. And the recent policies of this government are saying otherwise, that there is no need for Te Reo Māori to feature in public discourse and public life at all.
A hearing date is yet to be set. And Māori Tourism Chair Dale Stevens says the Māori sector has been slower to recover than the rest of the industry. Wellington has reported a 30% increase in tourist numbers in the past year, bringing it back to pre-COVID levels. Mr. Stevens says this was bolstered by events bringing visitors to the city, but the majority of Māori tourism ventures are out of the city.
How do we drive events? How do we drive people to our regions? Because that's what we need to support Māori tourism. All the discussion that I'm hearing constantly now about the tourism sector is back, I don't share that same level of confidence that that's really able to be reflected by our whānau in the Māori tourism sector.
Dale Stevens says many of the newer Māori firms haven't had networking opportunities because there hasn't been a Māori tourism conference since before COVID. And a housing development on a par site in the Whangārei suburb of Te Kamo has drawn fire from Ngāti Wai and Ngāti Hinaupu. Whangārei District Council has granted permission for 93 houses on Ōnoke Pā on the ridge to the west of the suburb. Nikki Wakefield from Ngāti Kahu Kotorongare Hapū says Ngāti Wai went to the Environment Court in the 1990s to stop a state housing development on the land after spotting it had been rezoned from rural to residential.
You know, we were quite hopeful that we would have success and not have to fight this further. You know, our north for in another generation. Yeah, why are we having to do this again?
Nikki Wakefield says the development was opposed by Whangārei District Council because of the past history of the site. Action Station is hosting an online petition. Protect Ōnoke Pā and direct action is also being considered. And that's your Wātea English News.